Hi, everyone. How's your day going? This morning, the metro was loud, hot, and crowded. Again. And the train driver kept stopping and starting, so I lost my footing and bumped into someone. Ugh. I need a different way to get to work. But what? Oh, I know. I'll buy a new folding bike. Oh, wait. Or is it a folding new bike? No, that doesn't sound right. New folding bike is right. I just used two adjectives to describe the bike, new and folding. But why couldn't I change the order? The answer is that they are cumulative adjectives. And in today's program, I'm going to tell you about them. When we use more than one adjective to describe a noun, the adjectives are either cumulative or coordinative. Cumulative adjectives are adjectives that must appear in a special order to express the meaning that we want to express. For example, if I told a native English speaker I was buying a folding new bike, they might not understand me. You'll note that I also used three adjectives to describe the metro: loud, hot, and crowded. But those adjectives are coordinative. They do not follow a special order, and they have different punctuation rules. The order of cumulative adjectives is as follows: quantity, opinion, size, age, color, shape, origin, material, and purpose. Let's talk about the first one, quantity. These adjectives answer the question, how much or how many. They can refer to specific numbers, like 2 or 31, or to more general amounts, like whole, half, a lot, or several. Let's hear an example.
I'm about to order two large pizzas. Which toppings do you like?
The adjective two comes before the adjective large, and they both describe the noun pizza. If the person had said, I'm about to order large two pizzas, the listeners would have probably been confused. That's strong evidence that these are cumulative adjectives. Next in word order comes opinion adjectives, which express how we feel about something. Descriptive words like tasty, strong, ugly, costly, stubborn, and happy are examples of our opinions. For instance,
I ordered two tasty large pizzas for the game.
The three adjectives two, large, and tasty all work as a group to build meaning onto one another rather than act as individual descriptions of the noun pizza. Okay, now onto size. This includes any number of descriptive size words, such as large, big, and little. In our pizza example, the size large follows the established order. Here it is again. Listen for the word large after the other adjectives.
I ordered two tasty large pizzas for the game.
Okay, next is age. This can refer to specific age adjectives such as 16-year-old or such words as young, old, middle-aged, and so on. One thing to note is that in English, it is possible but not common for more than three adjectives to describe one noun in speech or writing. In addition, not all native speakers or English experts put age after opinion. With that in mind, consider this example. The big old ugly pickup truck puttered along the road. That is how I, along with many American English speakers, would say it. Notice that I put the word old before the opinion ugly. But based on the traditional order, it would go like this.
The ugly big old pickup truck puttered along the road.
Next up, we have shape. This includes words like long, short, and round, or words for specific shapes like square. Here's how you might use it.
The ugly big old wide pickup truck puttered along the road.
That's a lot of adjectives for one noun, a rarity, but not impossible. And now we come to color. We normally use color adjectives to describe objects and animals.
The ugly big old wide red pickup truck puttered along the road.
Does this sound like too many descriptive words? That's because it probably is. All right, let's talk about the next group: origin, ethnicity, and religion. Words like Persian or Christian fall into this group. But instead of putting several adjectives before one noun, let's hear what a real person might say.
We found a beautiful 200-year-old blue Persian rug.
Okay, then there's material. Material adjectives are usually nouns that act as adjectives when used to describe other nouns, like metal, paper, and silk. We'll build on the rug example like this.
We found a beautiful 200-year-old blue Persian silk rug.
As you can hear, five adjectives does not sound very appealing. But technically speaking, it is both correct and acceptable. Finally, we have purpose. Remember back when I described the bike I hoped to buy? I used the word folding to describe a very specific kind of bike. For purpose adjectives, we usually also use a noun as an adjective. Folding is a gerund, a kind of noun ending in ing. So let's suppose I got my wish. I might say this: my pretty new electric folding bike is so much fun. I'm very happy with it.